How did you get to this point?
I started competing in pageants at 13. My older sister competed in her first pageant when she was 13. And so, of course, when I was 13, I had to follow in her footsteps. So I won at 13 years old. It was just a county fair pageant in our hometown in Nebraska. And I had a lot of fun. And so I kept on finding more pageants to compete in. And that's when I found the Outstanding Teen Program. So for the next couple of years, I competed in locals in that system. And then when I finally turned 17, I was old enough to start competing in the Miss system. And I competed in my first local there, ended up winning the weekend after my birthday, and then headed to Miss Nebraska the first time. Didn't think it was going to happen the first year. You know, I thought I was going to be competing for 7 years. Ended up winning, and so it's just been a fast journey really since that point. But it was a lot of fun, and I wanted to keep on competing till I was 24. But I'm done this year.
That happened.
Yeah. Exactly.
Party's over.
That's right.
What's your favorite part about pageantry?
For me, when I was growing up, I loved all sorts of performing arts. I loved diversity and variety, and I couldn't find myself just dedicating myself to one thing or another. And some of my friends wanted to be a professional dancer when they grew up or something like that, but I couldn't just focus on one thing. I loved it all. And so when I found pageantry, I found that that was the place that everything could come together. It encompassed all of the things that I loved, being on stage, speaking to people, doing well in school, community service, all of the things that I was involved in. And so I absolutely loved it. And I found that it was something that I was really made for, that everything I had been doing throughout my life had prepared me for pageantry. So it wasn't just the past couple of years I had been preparing for this. It was my whole life. Everything that I was doing was helping me get to this point.
Very cool. We got it. Are you...
Yes.
Okay. Teresa, were you familiar with the Artistry brand before you were crowned Miss America?
Prior to becoming Miss America, I had heard about Artistry and had begun to use some of the products. Then I actually found out that my family had been using Amway products for quite a while with the legacy of Clean and Nutrilite brands. Then I found out about Artistry and started trying out some of those things as well. So for about the past year, I've been able to try a lot more of their products, and so I'm really looking forward to this year and being able to do that even more.
Perfect, perfect. Good?
Do you know what your question is?
Same question, right?
The question is, you know, what are some of the newer Irish products you've been able to try?
Okay.
What do you think about them?
Good.
Really?
Okay, tell us about the new artistry products you've been able to try.
The past couple of months, I've been able to try a couple new artistry products. One of my favorites is the new Renewing Peel.
Can we stop a second? Can we pull out so I can see your crown on this one? There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that the full name you want me to use, the Renewing Peel?
Yeah.
Okay. Works.
Start over?
That's good.
Okay.
Maybe you're ready.
Okay. Over the past couple of months, I've been able to try some new artistry products, and one of my favorite is the Renewing Peel. It's really, really good for women on the go that are really busy because it's just a quick one-step thing. It only takes 8 minutes, and it's all in one. And there's 12 peels in a bottle, and it costs a lot less than going to a derm's office and getting a skin peel there. It's really an incredible product as well. I've seen the results. It feels amazing. I absolutely love it. On the same line, I love the Skin Refinish finishing lotion as well. It does the same thing. It's a great primer for makeup. I'm just really excited to keep on trying these new products that I see the results and feel them, and they're working great.
Cool. We started that one looking into camera for half sentence to a sentence.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep. One more time?
If you don't mind. So let's just do it again. Just
okay.
It'll come out a little different, which is great too.
Okay.
Keep your eyes locked.
Here. Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. Over the past couple of months, I've been able to try some new Artistry skincare products, and one of my favorites is the new Renewing Peel. It's absolutely fantastic because it's all in one step. There's not multiple steps to it. So you put it on, leave it for 8 minutes, and it does an incredible job. It's just like a chemical peel at the derm's office. It works the same, but it's a lot less harsh on your skin, so you don't get the redness afterwards, which is great for me when I'm on the go. I don't have time to have that recovery time. You get 12 peels in one bottle, and so it's a lot cheaper than going to a derm's office to get it done. It's really an incredible product, and I'm so excited to continue using that.
Cool. You like that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Artistry, the scholarship sponsorship.
Okay.
Maybe you surprised a little bit. America is the world's largest provider of scholarship assistance to women. Okay. Why don't you just tell us about what you're going to do with your scholarship?
All right.
Artistry by Amway Scholarship.
Okay.
Artistry by Amway Scholarship.
Ha ha ha. One of the most important parts about competing in pageantry for me was the scholarships that I would get from it, which is why I'm so grateful for the Artistry by Amway scholarship. I am planning on going to major in government and then attending law school. I'd like to be a trial attorney in criminal prosecution and then go on to be a judge. So that's a lot of years of college ahead. It costs a lot. And so scholarships are really, really important to me, and this is going to help quite a bit.
Very cool. Anything else you want there?
Just let's talk about how important the scholarship aspect is to the Miss America pageant.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of think about where your life would be if you didn't have this kind of scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Good?
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the largest parts of the Miss America organization are the scholarships they give to women. It's the largest provider of scholarships for women in the entire world. And that's really incredible to see where all of these young women have come from. These scholarships are so important, which is why we're so grateful for the Artistry by Amway scholarships. We simply wouldn't be able to do what we are planning on doing. We wouldn't be able to reach our goals and dreams without them. And it's really great that for me, as someone from a small town in Nebraska, coming from a big family, can do all that I dream of doing because of the things that these scholarships enable me to do. And with my dad having to put seven of us through college, of course scholarships are essential. They really are. And I know so many of the girls who compete in pageants do so for that reason, because we need the help to get through school in order to achieve our career goals.
Whew, especially that first half. Lead into that, or do you want me to add?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. I like this, change the way you see, not the way you look.
Yeah, so that's kind of my motto for my platform.
That's very cool. Okay, so talk about your philosophy about beauty.
Okay. It's really incredible that my philosophy about beauty... It's really incredible that my philosophy about beauty really goes hand in hand with Artistry and Amway's philosophy as well. And in that, we're not trying to only focus on outward appearance, but inward health and beauty as well. And my philosophy has always been to change the way we see rather than just how we look, because all of us see things differently. And if you can look at yourself and see beauty in anything, in your talents, in your personality, in your character traits, that is when you will truly feel beautiful, not just when you focus on outward appearance. And I think so many times, young people especially, and girls, focus so much on how we look and that image instead of really what's inside. And so it's been really neat to see how Artistry is focusing on making women feel beautiful inside and out in order to do that, just so you can have confidence in yourself and feel beautiful no matter what.
What is your platform, and why does it mean so much to you?
Do you want me to answer this here?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
all right. My platform is on eating disorders awareness. And when I was 13, my best friend was bulimic. And so that was when I first started to learn about eating disorders. At that point, I had no idea what it was, what was going on. She was only 13 at the time as well. So both of us didn't know what was happening. So I started researching and finding more information. And at that point, it just became very important to me to tell her that she needed to get help, because I found out that it could kill her. And most people don't realize that eating disorders are deadly. The mortality rate's at 20%, which is huge. It's more than any other mental illness. More women are affected by eating disorders than breast cancer. It is continuing to grow, both in men and women, and people don't take the issue seriously enough. So the wristband that I always wear says accept yourself and accept others, because the fight against eating disorders starts with attitudes. And so my goal this year is to help others change their attitudes towards weight, size, and shape, because in society today, we put so much pressure on ourselves and others about those things. And in pageantry, in the beauty industry, in the fashion industry, we see that pressure even more. And so it's important to realize that even with those pressures there, we can be healthy, we can take care of ourselves, we don't have to hurt ourselves and go to extremes in order to be successful in what we do.
Very cool. Could we see that bracelet at all, or no?
If you can, I don't know how you want to shoot
it. Did
this.
We see that in that shot at all? She was looking down and playing with it?
Yeah, just kind of play with it like you were playing with it, Teresa.
Nice little cutaway.
Mm-hmm.
And put your arm back down. And bring it up and just fiddle with it for a second and then put it back down.
Okay.
One more time. Okay.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you love about Artistry Products.
Oh my goodness. I love that Artistry Products have so much science and technology behind them, that the people that create these products really understand what is important for our skin and different skin types. And so it's been interesting to learn more about all of the things that are behind these products, that they're not just trying to sell and go through, that they're actually trying to help the health of your skin and make it become better no matter what age. At my age, I found it's really important to start focusing on time defiance and taking care of my skin at a young age, and so that you won't see the effects later on, because then it'll be too late. And so it's been really a learning process, and it's incredible to see that Artistry is really focused on helping that and helping women take care of their skin and keep it healthy.
Oh, that's cool. Good point. Everyone has at least one skincare issue. What would yours be?
For me, I'm still young, so I'm still struggling with acne. So it's really just acne treatment and keeping that controlled. And so that's why I make sure to drink a lot of water and also eat good food as well, because that shows in your skin. But also use a lot of products that focus on that and keep the oil and everything down to keep my acne at bay. Of course, vitamins and all of that help as well to just keep your skin healthy. And so I'm continuing to work on that to keep my skin clear and make sure that I don't have any breakouts while on the road and having photos and all of that. It always has to look its best.
Cool. Let's do that one more time. Instead of starting with "for me," maybe you could lead into it a little bit. Everyone has a skincare issue.
Okay.
However you might want to say that.
Okay.
Got a little chunk of hair.
Is it on the top there?
No, it's kind of separating right on that. There you go.
Better?
Right there.
Okay.
Don't move.
Ready?
I'll keep my head still.
No, we might. Don't not move.
I
still think she looks great.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So say that again.
So leading it in a little bit about how everyone has some kind of blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Everybody has a skincare issue, and for me, it is still acne. I'm still young, and so it's something I'm still struggling with. So I like to focus on keeping my skin healthy and use Artistry products to do that. I also focus on eating well and drinking plenty of water, as well as taking vitamins to keep my skin healthy from the inside out, and then using those products that are going to help keep my acne at bay so I always look my best.
Cool. Do you have any goals for this year, or what do you hope to accomplish as Miss America this year?
By the end of the year, I really want to focus, of course, on working with a couple of our partners, especially Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. I think it's really incredible the work that we do with them, and visiting those children, seeing those hospitals is so important. It's really amazing the kind of impact we have on those children, and the way they change our lives as well. When you see everything that they're going through, it changes the way you see your life. And the same goes for our work with the USO. I'm really looking forward to some of the projects we do with them, and the things that we've been able to do have been incredible. When I had the opportunity to go visit the military hospitals, it really puts things in perspective when you see what the military is going through. And so I think, if anything, by the end of the year, I want to reach as many people as I can with love and kindness, just to show them that we care, that someone cares about them. And that's what Miss America is about. It's about reaching out to others to show them that it's possible for them to reach their goals and dreams as well. It's not about me. It's about what I can do to help others do what they want to do. It may not be their goal and dream to be Miss America, but whatever their dream is, I want to help them in whatever way I can.
Cool. What makes
we
you...
We do have one mic hit there.
Okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
We're okay. There's lots of good stuff in there.
Last question. What makes you different from previous Miss Americas?
Oh, goodness.
She does have a funky hairpiece.
You can think about it.
Yeah. Dang. You see, there's a shadow.
Is this right
now? You really stumped her on that one.
Thought she was going to cry.
Nope, not yet.
Hey, we're done.
Good.
I'm just
It's been sitting there.
Thank you.
Do you want me to...
You spray on your hand?
Just a little for Josh.
Just give me a little. Watch. We're going out in the wind. I'm going a little over here.
Good?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Good?
Roll.
Okay, Teresa, what makes you different than previous? previous Miss Americas?
I think something that's really neat is over the past 90 years, every single Miss America has been so different. And so that continues to be the case. I am one of the youngest in quite a while. I also come from a family of 7 children, homeschooled from a small town in Nebraska, the first Miss Nebraska to win Miss America. And I'd like to be an attorney. We have a couple other Miss Americas that have become attorneys. I'd also like to be a judge and then become involved in politics. And I don't think we have any other politicians as past Miss Americas. But I think each of us have a unique set of goals and dreams, and there's a lot of differences in each of us. And for me, I enjoy quirks and oddities, and I enjoy making things out of duct tape. I like being outside and camping with my brothers and my dad. And it's just interesting that every one of us has reached this place coming from a different background and having a unique set of skills and talents and whatever the case may be. But I certainly hope that I can use all of these differences about me for the best this year.
What are you most excited about this year pertaining to Amway and artistry?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to the partnership with Amway and Artistry because I think there's so many ways we can help each other, and I've seen that already. I so enjoy working with everybody here. Everybody who works for this company has just been incredible, and I'm excited to try to help them reach their goals and get the message out that they want to, as well as do the same. They do such an incredible job with the scholarships they provide for the program that this partnership is incredible, and if anything, I want to help strengthen that so we can continue that over the years.
More people need to know how great artistry is, right?
That's right, yeah. Well, absolutely. Not enough people, I think, have heard about it, have learned about what's really going on behind this company, and I think it's really cool to be able to spread the word and tell more people, and I definitely want to raise awareness of that this year.
Cool. Anything else? Think of anything?
Nope. Go to your teleprompted one.
In here.
Speak.
Teresa, you're one of the youngest Miss Americas ever. What got you to this point? Because there's a lot of 17-year-olds that would never make it this far. But what got you to this? And you're 18 now, so I should say that. What got you to this part? What was the drive? What was the ambition? What was the dream that you had?
When I was younger, I always dreamed of becoming president, not Miss America. It wasn't something that I was even interested in until I realized how it was going to affect my future and my career. And at 13, I competed in my first pageant because my older sister had when she was 13. And so I won that year. It was a small county fair pageant in my hometown in Nebraska. And I just fell in love with it and continued to find more pageants to compete in throughout the years. And then finally, when I was old enough to start competing in the Miss program, I competed in my first local and then went on to Miss Nebraska. So it's been a fast journey, but it's absolutely been incredible. And the thing that keeps on motivating me is realizing all of these opportunities, these experiences, the people that you meet, the things you get to do and see are going to affect me for the rest of my life. And they're going to benefit my future, whatever it may be, in law, in politics. And these memories are always going to last and affect my life forever.
What went through your head when you were crowned Miss America? Do you remember that?
When I was crowned Miss America, honestly, it was a blur right there. I can't really remember. It was one of those things that you're prepared for, but you don't expect. And so it's still a shock, no matter how prepared you may be. And it was just incredible. At that point, I was leaving it all up to God and decided that whoever was meant to be Miss America was going to be. Whoever was meant to be in this position this year, because any one of those girls would have done a great job as Miss America. But it comes down to what is meant to be and who would best be in this position. And so I certainly hope to do justice to that and do my absolute best to represent all of those girls well and all of the hard work that so many people have put into this.
Did you make a lot of new friends?
I made so many friends at Miss America. There were so many girls that we connected on different levels. A couple others were very interested in politics, and so we really related to each other in that way. There were a lot of others that had similar experiences with homeschooling and whatever it may be. It was really neat, I think, to learn all of their stories, backgrounds, those types of things, and to realize that we were all so different, but we were there for the same reason, because I feel like every single girl understood why we were there and why we were doing what we're doing and what the purpose of our role is, to be an example to others, especially younger girls, to be that role model that is really hard to find sometimes in the world today. And I'm really glad to say that I fell in love with every single one of those girls, and made some strong friendships that I think will last forever.
Very nice. Are you ready? Okay.
Hi, I'm Teresa Scanlon, Miss America 2011 and ambassador of Your Artistry skincare and cosmetics brand. My family has used Amway products for as long as I can remember, and now I'm so proud and excited to be a part of such an incredible organization. The Miss America organization and the Artistry brand strive to express many of the same values. The four points of the Miss America crown symbolize service, style, scholarship, and success. Throughout 2011, I'll be traveling the country, sharing these values, and spreading the word about the Artistry brand. I'm so proud that Artistry is the official skincare and cosmetics provider of the Miss America organization, and I so look forward to our year together. Hope to see you soon.
That was awesome. Let's do that again, then. Let's
slow down
slow
just
down
a little bit.
Okay.
There needs to be a bigger pause, Josh, when she starts about the 4 points.
I can't find that.
Hi, I'm Teresa Scanlon, Miss America 2011 and ambassador of Your Artistry skincare and cosmetics brand. My family has used Amway products for as long as I can remember, and now I'm so proud and excited to be a part of such an incredible organization. The Miss America organization and the Artistry brand strive to express many of the same values. The 4 points of the Miss America crown symbolize service, style, scholarship, and success. Throughout 2011, I'll be traveling the country, sharing these values, and spreading the word about the Artistry brand. I'm so proud that Artistry is the official skincare and cosmetics provider of the Miss America organization, and I so look forward to our year together. Hope to see you soon.
Hey, then you kind of look a little shifty. So, we don't want Miss America to look like that.
Good?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hi, I'm Teresa Scanlon, Miss America 2011, and ambassador of Your Artistry skincare and cosmetics brand. My family has used Amway products for as long as I can remember, and now I'm so proud and excited to be a part of such an incredible organization. The Miss America organization and the Artistry brand strive to express many of the same values. The 4 points of the Miss America crown symbolize service, style, scholarship, and success. Throughout 2011, I'll be traveling the country, sharing these values, and spreading the word about the Artistry brand. I'm so proud that Artistry is the official skincare and cosmetics provider of the Miss America organization, and I so look forward to our year together. Hope to see you soon.
That was very good.